Ed Lewandowski lives in Sussex County and sees signs of a rebounding wild turkey population.
We didn't see a turkey on the farm until maybe 10 years ago. And recently, you know, we've seen as many as 60 or 70 birds in a group.
It's impressive for a bird considered extinct in Delaware 3 decades ago, in part because hunting here was unregulated in the early to mid-1900s, according to the National Wild Turkey Federation's Tom Hughes.
Just anytime, any place with no regulations at all and no thought of conservation at all, very much unlike what we do now. And combine that with habitat destruction.
Delaware wildlife biologists reintroduced the bird to the state in the 1980s. They trapped 50 to 100 turkeys in Pennsylvania and released them in Kent and Sussex County. State environmental scientist Justin Foth says now there's more than 6,000 statewide.
We were able to take birds transplanted from another area, and we had the available habitat, and the birds were able to successfully reproduce and recreate a viable population in Delaware.
And that excites hunters like Lewandowski.
Certainly just being in the woods in the springtime and an early morning and watching everything come to life is exciting, and hearing that their sound off from the roost and then trying to really quickly figure out how you're going to hunt that particular bird, because you know there's a challenge ahead of you.
Each Delawarean with a turkey hunting license is allowed to harvest just one turkey per year. Wild turkey hunting season opens April 8th. Katie Pikus, Delaware Public Media.